Now, boys and girls, last week we began to think about that part of the Bible that is called the Book of Daniel. And in the Book of Daniel, you remember, we're told how the children of Israel had been taken away from their own land, the land of Israel, and how they had been taken into what was to be a very strange land to them, the land called Babylon. It was God, of course, who had caused them to be taken away into the land of Babylon. But God had also promised that if they were faithful to him in that strange land, then the time would come when he would bring them back into their own homeland again, back into the land of Israel. Well, they began to be faithful right at the beginning, very many of them. And you remember in the very first book of Daniel, we're told about Daniel himself, and we're told about three of Daniel's friends. Now, they've got very strange names to us. They were called Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. And you remember how they were faithful to God, and God indeed honored them for their faithfulness. And in fact, the days were going to come when they were going to have good positions. They were going to be very important people, especially Daniel himself in the land of Babylon. Now, the king of Babylon was called Nebuchadnezzar. Another big name, isn't it? But Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. And this night, Nebuchadnezzar lay down to sleep. And he did what many of us do. He dreamt. And he had such a vivid dream. This dream was so scary, if you like. He woke up out of the dream. And he thought to himself, as soon as the morning comes, I must call for my wise men. And I must ask them to tell me what the dream means. So he went kind of away back to sleep again. He was so troubled that he couldn't really get back to sleep very well. But when the morning came, he thought to himself, now, I must call my wise men and I must ask them to tell me what the dream meant. And then, boys and girls, he was really what we would call frustrated. He was really mixed up and confused in his mind because he couldn't remember what the dream was. Not only did he not understand what the dream meant when he woke up the first time, but when he woke up in the morning the second time, he couldn't even remember what the dream was. Well, he said, never mind. If these are really wise men, they'll be able to tell me not only what the dream meant, they'll be able to tell me what it was I dreamed of in the first place. So he sent his captain, a man called Arioch, and Arioch went out and he brought all the wise men together. Now, said Nebuchadnezzar, I dreamed a dream last night and I want you to tell me the meaning of it. The wise men said, well, speak on, king, tell us what the dream was and we'll tell you what the dream meant. Well, said Nebuchadnezzar, I can't remember what the dream was. And the wise men said, well, king, how are we going to tell you what the dream meant if you can't tell us what the dream was? Well, he said, if you're really wise men, you'll be able to tell me what it was that I dreamt. And in fact, he said, because he was a very cruel king in many ways, he said, if you don't tell me what the dream was and what the dream meant, you'll be put to death. Well, the wise men went away, and as you can imagine, very, very frightened. And then Daniel got to hear about this, and his three friends. And Daniel said to Arioch, he said, ask the king if he would allow me to speak to him. Arioch went to King Nebuchadnezzar and he said, there's one of the children of the captivity, one of the Israelites. He says he can tell you about your dream. So Daniel came into the presence of the king and he said to King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, Nebuchadnezzar, you leave it with me and I will go and I will find out what the dream meant. Now, when he came back to his three friends, boys and girls, here's the first lesson out of this story this morning. What do you think him and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? What do you think they did? The very first thing they did was this. They said, let's pray to God. You see, they didn't know what to do, didn't know what the king's dream was or what the king's dream meant. Well, they said, in fact, let's have a prayer meeting. Let's pray together, the four of us, and let's ask God, Daniel, to show you what the dream was and what the dream meant. And so they got down on their knees and they prayed to God. And then came night time. Daniel went back to his home and Daniel then was shown to him what the dream meant. Becky went to Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, "Now, Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't this your dream? You dreamed that you saw a great statue, or a great image, we would call it. And this great statue, it had a head of gold, and its chest," he says, "its chest was made of silver, and then its body, waist, was made of brass, its legs were made of iron, and its feet was made of clay and iron." "Yes," said Nebuchadnezzar, "that's what I dreamed. I dreamed about that great statue." "Well," said Daniel, "here's what it means. It means that all those different parts of that great statue are the great kingdoms of this world, the great nations that would be in this world. The head of gold, that's your kingdom, Nebuchadnezzar. And then after your kingdom, there's going to come another kingdom and another kingdom and another kingdom." And then he said, "Wasn't this the case that when the last kingdom was there, a stone began to roll down and hit the statue, and the statue fell apart, and it fell into dust, and the dust just all flew away?" And all of that had happened. And he said, "You see, there are going to be kingdoms after your kingdom, until when it comes to that fourth kingdom, there's going to rise up another kingdom, the kingdom of God. And when the kingdom of God rises up," he said, "then the kingdom of God will spread and spread throughout the whole wide world to the glory and the honor of God." Nebuchadnezzar, boys and girls, he fell down before Daniel. He was going to worship Daniel. And Daniel said, "No, no, Nebuchadnezzar, you mustn't worship men. You must only worship the Lord God." And so Nebuchadnezzar said, "Surely your God, he is the God of all gods." Now, it was a dream, was something that he dreamed, but do you know this, boys and girls, that the stone in that dream, the kingdom that he spoke about, it was the kingdom of God. There was a great kingdom that was to come in this world called the Roman Empire. And in the days of the Roman Empire, you remember what happened? Jesus Christ was born into this world. And when our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world in the days of that great Roman kingdom, then he came to set up the kingdom of God. He came to bring the gospel. And you remember what the gospel says? It says that whoever believes in Jesus Christ with all their heart, then they become part of the kingdom of God. They become citizens of God's own kingdom. And all those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before Christ came, there was that king who didn't really believe in God, and yet he had that dream. And in that dream, it was really our Lord Jesus Christ that he was being shown, and Daniel the prophet showed him the truth of that. You pray, boys and girls, that you are part of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you're really children of God through faith in Jesus Christ.